Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, it's hard to believe, but today is already the last Saturday in June, so that means that we're going to be wrapping up our month-long series entitled Parenting Through the Summertime Attractions. And back with me again this week is Scott Phillips. And Scott, we've been focusing our thoughts this month on the natural attraction that teenagers and even preteen boys and girls are starting to develop for each other. It's been a great series so far, and for our listeners, remember you can always get caught up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So Scott, as we conclude this series, do you have any final thoughts that we can share with our listeners?
Well, I think that one of the things that we parents need to sort of be prepared for is that our kids are going to be attracted to people who seem to be the complete opposite of them. Mm-hmm. You know, in the movies, it's always the good girl who's attracted to the boy from the bad side of town. But that happens a lot in real life as well. Cap, you know the old saying, opposites do attract.
Yep, and then they attack.
Exactly. So what we want to be teaching our kids is to seek out someone who is a compliment to them. You know, someone who's strong in the areas that they are weak. Mm-hmm. It may not seem like a big deal when they're 16 or 17 or 18, and marriage seems like a long way mm-hmm. off, but it helps them to develop a healthy perspective when considering who they want to be spending their time with.
And Scott, I guess part of the development, as part of developing that perspective, it's helping our teens understand what exactly their strengths are.
Right.
You know, a great activity that parents can do to really help their kids out is to sit down with them and write out a list of all the character traits and the skills that they feel they're strong in, and then together identify some of those areas that maybe they're not so strong in.
You know, and doing something like that now can help in the future when they start to hang around with people who perhaps don't have those character traits and values that you and your kids have identified. Rather than just saying, hey, don't hang around with them, mm-hmm. You can point to a list to remind your kid that, hey, you helped create this, and I ask them, does this person really fit the list?
You know, Scott, another thought that comes to my mind is for parents to be able to identify some of the signs of defective dating that can lead their children into unhealthy relationships. For example, if your teenager seems to have completely bypassed the entire friendship stage of a relationship with somebody of the opposite sex, they could be getting in a little too deep too soon.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy relationship always seems to start out as a friendship. So if your son or your daughter is suddenly dating someone that you've never heard of, you should probably sit down for a long talk with your child.
Well, that's a great point. You know, another sign of defective dating is if and when your child starts to neglect all the other friendships and mm-hmm. relationships in their life in order to be with that person that they're mm-hmm. dating exclusively. That should be a cause for concern as well. When the relationship is new and exciting, obviously they want to spend as much time with that person as possible.
Sure.
But teens can still do that by going on dates as a group and maintaining those other relationships and friendships.
And it's not just their relationships that can suffer either. Our child's personal development, whether it's academic or professional or spiritual, I believe can be stunted by an unhealthy dating relationship.
That's true.
The teenage and the young adult years should be a time of great self-discovery as our kids start to become the person that God wants them to be. And while healthy dating can aid in that discovery, unhealthy or defective dating can stop our kids from realizing all of their potential.
Yeah, that's very true, Cap. You know, someone once said, don't worry about finding the right woman, mm-hmm. concentrate on becoming the right man. Mm-hmm. I don't know who said that, but it's a great quote, and it's something that we should talk to our kids about, and they should really take to heart.
Well, Scott, any final thoughts as we wrap up this series?
You know, if and when we allow our kids to date or what kind of clothes we allow them to wear and all these other issues that we've been talking about, it's really up to the parents. It's not for us to say. But I would encourage both moms and dads to first of all search the scriptures and ask God to give you the wisdom for how you should shepherd your kids through this time of mm-hmm. life. And then secondly, don't just stop there, but really invite your kids to join with you in that and start that conversation and seek God's will for them together.
And that's a great way to put it too, Scott. This topic should be an ongoing conversation in our homes and not part of a lecture series. Well, thank you, Scott, for being with us this past month. And next week, Dr. Bruce will return with us again. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.